Welcome to the Search Stories UK end of year podcast for 2011. My name's Anthony Adfed, Bureau Chief with Search Stories UK. Today's speaker is Steve Pinder, Practice Lead for Storage with Glasshouse Technologies UK. In today's podcast, we're going to look back over 2011 and look forward into 2012 in data storage. So the first question today is, what were the key developments in data storage in 2011? Over to you, Steve.
Thanks, Anthony. During 2011, we saw three main developments in the storage field. The first one is data deduplication devices being prevalent on primary storage. What that means is, for the last few years, we've seen data deduplication appliances being used and software being used quite a lot in the backup arena. But more recently, we've seen it be used for primary storage. It's become more accepted. I mean, before, people were saying, well, I'm happy for backup data to become a deduplicated appliance, but I don't trust the technology for primary data. That has become much more of a standard over 2011. The second thing is the almost de facto standard of auto-tiering and thin provisioning on block-level storage arrays. As we know, file-level appliances have had things like thin provisioning for a number of years now, but it's been conspicuous by its absence, really, on block-level arrays. Now, almost every vendor that's got a storage appliance has auto-tiering and thin provisioning in there as standard. The third area where I've seen a lot of development is in cloud-based technologies. Now, they're still in their infancy as an accepted standard. We've seen over the year that there's been a couple of major outages on cloud-based providers, but what we do see is that there's been a lot more providers with offerings on the market. So far, this has been more prevalent in the home user market rather than corporate, but that's somewhere where I think there'll certainly be developments during next year.
Thanks, Steve. The next question is, what do you expect to happen in data storage in 2012? Over to you again.
During 2011-2010, it's clear that economic conditions are still pretty harsh. I expect that to continue during 2012. So there'll be an even greater focus on conserving storage and doing more with less. One area where I can see there being a lot of focus is once again on things like auto-tiering within arrays. I think this will be taken a step further in the usage of flash memory arrays for very high performance data sets and the increase in use of lower cost storage technologies for mainstream data. The second area where I see developments becoming more of a standard situation and more accepted is fibre channel over Ethernet. We've seen recent technologies such as iSCSI try and challenge fibre channel's crown as the de facto storage standard, but I really see fibre channel over Ethernet taking away a reasonable amount of market share. That's due to the increasing prevalence of 10 gig Ethernet, the ease of use, and the low cost of actually providing Ethernet networks over the cost you need to use for fibre channel. The next area where I think we'll see a big increase in demand is for archiving technologies. This is obviously all still aligned to the usage of, the increased utilisation of assets and doing more with less. If we can use an archiving appliance to take away, 10, 20, 30% of our data which is inactive, we can reduce that from our primary storage arrays, we can reduce it from the backup cycle, we can reduce it from our replication cycle for DR purposes, and it reduces the amount of work need to be done to administer a typical IT infrastructure. The last area, Anthony, where I see a big trend in 2012 is in the convergence of practice areas such as storage, virtualization and backup as well. What we see from providers is isolated solutions, one solution for storage, one solution for virtualization, another one for backup. But what we actually need, or what customers need, is a converged offering, because as you know, when we architect a virtual infrastructure, there's different demands on the storage layer than there are from a standard non-virtual infrastructure. And it also has different impacts on the backup needs for those VMs that are in place within that infrastructure. So they're the main areas I see for trends during 2012, with the obvious still need to conserve cash and cut down costs and administration overhead.
Excellent. Thanks, Steve. And that's the end of the podcast.